From the newsroom of The Oklahoman, I'm Ben Felder. This is Oklahoman Unfolded. For many parole officers, case managers, maintenance workers, and janitors working for the state of Oklahoma, working more than 40 hours a week comes without overtime pay. House Bill 2465 aimed to fix this issue by requiring state agencies to pay all employees making $31,000 a year or less for all overtime hours they work. The bill passed through the legislature with bipartisan support, but Governor Kevin Stitt vetoed the bill last week. Today is Tuesday, May 7th. Kayla Branch wrote about the bill and the governor's veto. And Kayla, what is the current rule concerning overtime pay for these employees making $31,000 or less?
Yeah, so right now there are, or as of last week, 161 employees who are not eligible for overtime pay. So for those employees, instead of getting paid for the 20, 30, 40 hours a week that they're working overtime pay, they're offered comp time. So basically, they have 180 days, 6 months, to take off the equivalent amount of time that they've worked overtime instead of getting paid. But because of budget cuts, a lot of the state agencies that have jail workers or maintenance workers, they can't take that time off because they're needed at their job, right? You can't just shut a jail down because somebody worked overtime last week. So they're offered overtime, but they're offered comp time, but a lot of them can't take it.
Yeah. And so if you're having to work a lot of overtime because, you know, budgets are stretched thin and you know, it's been widely reported that there's a strain in finding new workers, then finding that comp time within the next 6 months, I mean, you're working more overtime. It's hard to find that comp time here.
Right.
So your state employee groups have advocated for the legislature to increase pay for state employees as a way to kind of combat this. But in the meantime, some lawmakers are saying at least the first step we can take is to at least pay for overtime. And that's what this bill would have done, right?
Right. Yeah. So Representative Jason Dunnington, who's a Democrat from Oklahoma City, that was his main point. And when we had an interview the other day, he just kept telling me, you know, we're basically stealing from these people because we're having them work hours knowing that they can't take the comp time, but we're not going to pay them. And so he was surprised when the bill was vetoed. He wasn't expecting that. He said he hadn't heard anything from Stitt's office about the veto happening. But yeah, the goal was to be able to pay these people for the hours that they're already working.
And what was the governor's reasoning for vetoing this bill that got both Republican and Democratic support?
Right. So it was kind of vague, the statement that he put out and then the responses I got back from his office. But the main thing, it seemed, was that he wanted to have broader conversations, that wasn't really specified, and then that it would have taken away the choice from employers about whether or not they could offer that comp time or the overtime pay. And because the language of the bill was such that it was going to be overtime pay no matter what. And so Stitt had pointed to that in his statement that he thought that employers and employees should have the choice between the two. But when I talked with the executive director of Oklahoma's Public Employee Association, he said that he believes, you know, probably all of those 161 employees who aren't eligible for overtime would have taken the cash overtime off because they're making that $31,000 a year salary. And that's not a lot. They would have wanted the cash rather than time off.
Yeah. And what was the reaction from Dunnington and other supporters of the bill? Did they see this? I mean, did they rhetorically fight back with the governor, or do they see this as something they may be able to get done next legislative session?
Yeah, so Dunnington basically said that it was going to be up to Republican leadership. You know, it had passed with such overwhelming support and that they have the votes where they could override the veto. But he said that was going to be out of his control. It would depend on what Republican leaders wanted to do. I mean, they would have had to have done that, you know, within the last week, and I don't believe that's happened. So going forward, what Dunnington has said is that he wants to take this bill into the next session, try and pass it again, having worked with Governor Stitt over the coming year to make sure that, you know, whatever issues he's had with this bill can be addressed. And so hopefully they'll pass it next session.
Yeah, it did pass with bipartisan support. So it'll be interesting to see if that happens again next year,
right,
and see what changes are made that might please the governor on this. Before I let you go, the votes that were cast in favor of this were enough to override a veto.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been, you know, a few days since the veto happened. But have you heard anything about a possible veto override on this?
No. No, nothing yet. You know, what Dunnington had kind of pointed to Republican leadership probably not wanting to challenge the new Republican governor. So he wasn't really expecting a veto to happen. And I haven't heard anything since then. But it'd have to happen, you know, really quick.
Yeah, especially, I mean, they're in the middle of budget negotiations right now and maybe leadership not wanting to really rock the boat on an issue like this. So, Kayla, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
That does it for today's episode of Oklahoman Unfolded. I'm Ben Felder. See you Wednesday.